type of mind frame that Tony just kept pounding and kept pounding and kept pounding, and the youngsters and in this team, you know, made you be proud to play in front of these fans, you know, made you want, you know, to win games for these fans. And I think that anytime you come in here, you're going to get it. I don't care what team it is.
Tony, these are satisfying wins, I'm sure, but is there part of you that wonders, man, why couldn't we put this together a little bit earlier this year?
I think we are human, and everybody got that in the back of their mind. You know, everybody got games that you want to take back. I think that most of our games was one score losses. You know, and I went through that last year, and you look back and you say, man, if we had just this view or that, we could easily be such and such and such. You know, but the past is the past. All we can do is look forward to the future. And in this future, you know, we got hopes of winning every game we touch the field, you know. And if it don't happen, that next game, we're going to believe the same thing.
How about the near future? How big would it be to go out with a win on the road like you've been talking about? Most of your wins are coming home.
I think that's our biggest challenge right now, you know, since week four. You know, we done won three games at home in a row. We still, as of yet, to have won an away game. And I think that right now, I would say that's kind of our Achilles heel, is to find that motivation that the Raider fans give us here on away game to take the energy out of the crowd of the home team, you know, and use it to our advantage.
Those are two pretty good running backs that you guys shut down. Like, what was the key to? I mean, 13 yards on the ground is pretty good.
My thing that we always have been pretty good at stopping the run, especially teams that want to run power games. You know, the things that have hurt us is the quick pass, screen run. You know, keeping us off balance. I think that you know, Coach T did a real good job. I think he did a real good job. TJ did a real good job of preparing us these last few weeks. And I think that it showed out there on the field. Whenever they ran, we knew what they was running. They couldn't run it. You know, we just got to stop that big play. I think that's the only thing that still keeps rearing up and biting us is stopping that big play.
You'll see more on the film, but could you sense how much trouble they were having blocking the young guy Khalil and like what kind of game he had today and how he's progressing all year as a rookie?
If you watch that film, man, I ain't seen nobody block him yet. He might not get the sack, but I haven't seen nobody block him yet in the run game or pass game. He is a terror out there on the field. And it just takes – and sometimes it takes for you to have a lead to force quarterbacks to take longer to pass the ball so that you can get to the quarterback. And whenever you do that, man, that kid is going to have a heck of a day. You know, I told him today, man, quit thinking. Don't worry about stopping every play. Just rush the pass. And he did some rogue stuff out there, but it worked for him. You know, and I think that's when you're at your best pass rushing, when you're rushing with instinct. Instead of always trying to have the best rush.
Is that the difference in the game? Because, I mean, Orton got off to a great start. He made his first seven passes, and after that he had a hard time, you know, being consistent.
Yeah, I think that, you know, early on, he relied a lot on that max protect and the block up, and they made some big plays. You know, we did some things to adjust for that. And it made it harder on him for him to just sit back there in the pocket and make those throws. But like I said, you know, that big play still came back and bit us in the butt, and that's from him breaking out the pocket, somebody having him sacked but not quite making the play, and then all of a sudden, here you go, you know, another big play.